Rainbow Dash tries to out Pizza the Hut. It's pizza time. Rainbow Dash sat down under Cloud Home in the sky, watching programs on her television and generally being an unproductive member of society. The television was a birthday gift from Twilight Sparkle, and thus the device occasionally received broadcasts from other dimensions. She was watching a commercial from an extra-dimensional eatery known as Pizza Hut, when suddenly she heard something that caught her attention. Remember, no one out pizzas the Hut! Rainbow Dash furrowed her eyebrows. No one out pizzas the Hut, eh? That sounded like a personal challenge. Rainbow dashed over to her kitchen and looked through her pantry. She didn't have flour, tomato sauce, cheese, or really anything she needed to make a pizza, so she decided that she would make do with moist crackers, pomegranate juice, and mayonnaise. However, before she could start, she heard a knock at her door.
Coming!
Rainbow went over and opened her front door. Standing in front of her was a human, wearing a red baseball cap that had the words Pizza Hut stitched onto them. Rainbow had guessed that he was from out of town.
And just what do you think you're doing?
The human asked indignantly.
I'm trying to out Pizza the Hut. What's it look like I'm doing?
Rainbow responded.
You know I can't allow you to do that.
He said.
It would be against Pizza Hut regulations. Yeah, whatever.
Rainbow Dash slammed the door shut in the human's face and went back to her kitchen. She was about to go back to making her crude facsimile of a pizza when she heard the distinct sound of her house being demolished. Sure enough, she turned around in a panic and saw the front of her house being demolished by a sky bulldozer, which was being driven by that same human.
Whoa, 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 what's with this?
She yelled.
Company policy,
he said.
I can't allow anyone to try out Pizza the Hut under any circumstances.
At that moment, Rainbow Dash decided that jumping out of the window was a preferable fate to being bulldozed and fled the scene. Rainbow Dash flew all the way to Sugar Cube Corner, where Pinkie Pie was working the counter. She flew into the store and slammed the door shut behind her.
Pinkie, you've got to help me!
Rainbow said frantically.
Oh, sure thing, Dashy. What do you need help with?
Rainbow looked out the windows and through the door, breathing a sigh of relief when she saw no one outside.
I'm trying to out Pizza the Hut,
she whispered.
And I'm having some trouble. Do you think you could help me?
Oh, sure, that's easy!
Pinkie pulled some pizza dough out of thin air and smoothed it out into a circle on the countertop.
The first thing you do is toss the pizza dough in the air like so.
Pinkie threw the pizza pie into the air with a spin and masterfully caught it again. Suddenly, there was a loud banging at the front door of the store. Two humans, both clad in tactical assault gear, busted down the door of Sugar Cube Corner with a battering ram.
What did we just tell you, Dash?
One of them said.
No one out pizzas the Hut!
He'll never take me alive!
Rainbow Dash looked around for any projectiles that she could throw. The closest thing that she could find was a box of cupcakes. Eh, close enough, she thought, as she downed both security guards with messy confectionaries. One of the downed guards put a walkie-talkie to his mouth.
She's armed! Call for backup!
Soon enough, more humans clad in tactical assault gear entered Sugar Cube Corner through rifts in space. Rainbow Dash quickly ran out of cupcakes to throw, and the croissants and danishes wouldn't last much longer at the rate that she was throwing them.
Can you hurry up a bit, Pinkie?
Rainbow shouted.
I'm running out of pastries to throw at these guys! Just a second, Dashy!
Pinkie put the sauce, cheese, and toppings on her pizza dough in under half a second and threw it into the wood fire oven on her left.
There! Now we just need to wait for 15 minutes and our pizza should be done.
Considerably less than 15 minutes later, one of the Pizza Hut soldiers pushed Pinkie out of the way of the wood fire oven. He pulled out a flamethrower from nowhere and torched Pinkie's pizza until it was nothing but ashes.
Hey, I was cooking that!
Pinkie cried out.
Company policy, he said. We cannot allow anyone to try out Pizza the Hut under any circumstances.
Rainbow grabbed Pinkie by the hoof.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Rainbow Dash swiftly flew out of the window of Sugar Cube Corner, with Pinkie in tow before any of the Pizza Hut soldiers could grab a hold of either of them. Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie flew over to Twilight Sparkle's Crystal Palace, taking care to avoid the columns of Pizza Hut soldiers patrolling Ponyville, as well as their rocket launchers. Rainbow knocked on Twilight's door, frantically prancing in place. Twilight then opened her door.
Oh, hi there, girls! What's up?
Before she could even finish her sentence, Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie ran into her palace and forcefully shut the door.
Hey, Twilight, good to see you. Can you help us with something real quick?
Rainbow Dash said quickly. Twilight raised an eyebrow.
What exactly are you doing?
Rainbow Dash struggled to come up with an answer.
Well, you see, the thing is, we're trying to out Pizza the Hut.
Pinkie Pie finished.
It's not exactly going too well at the moment.
Twilight heard the sound of explosions outside coming through her crystal walls.
Are you crazy? No pony's ever been able to out Pizza the Hut. Why exactly should I help you in this foolhardy quest?
I'll give you two bets and a popsicle from my freezer. Done.
Twilight beckoned the other two mares towards her.
Follow me.
Twilight held her lantern aloft as she descended down the staircase into her crystal dungeon, its dim light illuminating the way. Rainbow Dash and Pinkie Pie followed close behind. When the three mares reached the ground floor of Twilight's Crystal Dungeon, they took a turn into one of the rooms on the left. In it, they saw a table laid out in front of them, with a large pantry right behind it. The pantry was filled with almost every single culinary ingredient known to ponykind, with the exception of a conspicuous lack of any cheese.
Right then, let's get started.
To start off, Twilight levitated a ball of pizza dough over to the table, and magically morphed it into the perfect pizza crust. Next, she took a whole tomato, liquefied it in a sauce, and spread the sauce on the pizza in 10 seconds flat. Then she added every spice under the sun to the sauce and topped it off with a sprig of basil.
I think that's our pizza finished,
Twilight said.
Oh, silly Twilight, how could you forget about the cheese?
Pinkie Pie pulled some balls of mozzarella cheese from behind her back and placed them on the pizza. Twilight felt uneasy at the sight of mozzarella and laughed nervously.
Oh, of course. How could I forget the cheese?
Twilight backed up and lit her horn. Suddenly, the entire pizza erupted into pillars of purple fire. Both Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash yelped in surprise. When the fire died down, they were even more surprised to find that the pizza was perfectly cooked, as if it was allowed to spend 15 minutes in a wood fire oven.
Baking fire,
Twilight said.
Always cooks food perfectly. Essential for students in Magic College.
Suddenly, the three mares heard the door break at the top of the staircase. Soon afterwards, a man touched down to the ground behind them, wearing a jetpack on his back.
And just what do you think you're doing?
He asked indignantly.
It's company policy! We cannot allow anyone to try and out Pizza the Hut under any circumstances!
You're too late. We've already done it.
Rainbow Dash handed the man a slice of fresh pizza.
Taste for yourself.
The man took a bite from the slice of pizza, and his worst fears were realized.
No. No, this cannot be! You've successfully out Pizza the Hut! No!
Before he was even finished screaming, his body collapsed itself into a single point in space and then vanished from the physical plane. Rainbow Dash felt a tremendous sense of satisfaction at having finally proven that commercial wrong. I don't know why, but I was half expecting him to say, "Oh, this pizza tastes like shit," or something like that. I would've laughed my ass off if that was the case. I still laughed a hell of a lot regardless, though. Now let's get on to our out pizza donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Nike Kruger, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneScythe9852, Hudson Orman, Stephen Bingham, Michael Dale Aramore, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Perkett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kids NA9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bihanek, and many more experts of people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.